Help! I can't sleep post-jiu-jitsu. Good sleep is one of the silent wonders of the world. There's nothing like waking up after a good, solid night's sleep, refreshed and ready for the day ahead. And of all the bad things that exist around us, not being able to sleep easily ranks easily as one of the worst of all. It's no wonder it's been used as a torture tactic for centuries. Jiu-jitsu and sleep. When you train hard, your body revs up its engines. Your heart rate steps it up, and your breath attempts to keep up the pace. You start to sweat so that you don't heat up too much. You're panting, thinking quick, and in the heat of battle. This is hard training, and you're fighting or flying. It may not be either, but it's how your body perceives the stress of someone trying to choke you or catch your limbs, whether you're playing or not. In this type of situation, you're using your sympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for these high-stress situations. It's like a car revving up in order to keep up with the traffic. Slow down slowly. When you rev the engine to the lengths required in a jiu-jitsu roll, you need to focus on coming back slowly. In the car analogy, you can't just stomp on the brakes, screech to a halt, and expect to sleep smoothly. You need to respect your engine and your brakes and come back to earth slowly and carefully. From fight or flight, you transition to rest and digest, otherwise known as your parasympathetic nervous system. This is how you sleep best. You need to be aware of this because sleep is critical to your success on the mats and off them. Sleep will keep you from getting unhealthy and sick. It'll help you stay consistent with training and you'll be happier and saner. It's why you need to build good sleep habits with a sleep ritual. Give sleep a chance. Your sleep ritual is a predetermined set of behaviors that helps you to make the transition between being awake and being asleep. These behaviors tell your brain, hey, it's time to calm down now. Stop thinking about that submission you just nailed and focus on some shut-eye. This is especially important because you can't control exactly how much sleep you actually get or how well you sleep. You can only control your sleep behaviors and be proactive with your ritual. And rest assured, this will dramatically improve your chances of good, restful sleep. Here are some tips to get you started. 1. Decide on a bedtime and work backwards 1 to 2 hours ahead of it. This tells your brain and body to begin relaxation mode. 2. Limit your caffeine to the morning and none after 2 p.m. Caffeine is a stimulant and it stays in your body for up to 8 to 10 hours. Drinking it too late in the day can leave you tossing and turning over nighttime. 3. 1 to 2 hours before bed, take out a piece of paper and do a brain dump. Whether you're thinking about that role you just had, the submission you lost, or the next competition, it's easy to let the brain hamsters run amok as you lie there standing into the ceiling. So get the hyperactive, anxious little creatures out of your brain and dump them onto a piece of paper. This is called the brain dump. Keep a notebook next to your bed and write down everything that's going through your head. It doesn't even need to be legible or understood by anyone. Just get those thoughts down on the paper. Now they're the paper's problem and your brain is clean, clear, calm, and ready to relax. 4. Turn off all electronic screens, TV, computer, and everything an hour before bed. While you may swear that cruising Facebook or watching late night reality TV is relaxing, electronic media is actually stimulating. They rev up our brain and body even if we don't realize it. Plus, the light from screens can mess up our circadian clocks. But what should you do if you're supposed to turn off the electronics? 5. Make yourself some decaf tea, listen to soft music, and read something light. Tell your body and your brain it's time to sleep by sipping on some warm, tasty tea and reading some light fiction. This gets you out of your mind and into a story. It also regulates your breathing and tells your brain it's time to shut down for the night. 6. Keep your bedroom cool. Cooler temperatures tell your body it's hibernation mode. Develop your own sleeping ritual. You don't have to try everything in one night. Just pick one or two of these to add to your routine and get them done. Think of this as your own personal sleep experiment. Find what works best for you. The benefits of high quality, restful, regular sleep will have you winning on the mats and off.